to the regular dim people. But when we have to resort to the regular dim people, as the Ran explains it in the Sugya Dattes, the Sugya Dattes, when they are moving, when one lies above the other, when one lies above the other, so mainly that means that the Schachosha doesn't cast its shade in the calendar, but it casts its shade in an integrated manner, because one lies above the other in the Amure. So then, in order that it should be Schach, it should be Tzeil Schachosha, we must resort to the general din of people, and it must be Eimnikarisa. Mashiach came when they lie adjacent to each other. So then we don't have to resort to people, because so if they are placed adjacent to each other, then the Schachosha casts its shade, its tail, separately, independently. There is no integration between the Schachosha and Schachosha. So even the machleki between Rabbeinu and Rabbi Shimon ben Hapoti is a question as to whether Schachosha is shown to be shown in Schachosha, whether it's kosher or kosher. But even Rabbeinu and Rabbi Shimon is made it that where it is adjacent to each other, so there we don't have to resort to this. We don't have to resort to the genre. But this is actually this. This is my machosi. Nu am izvor, the mandoma kolos kemi doser, or it's written, she yiye, shachkosha meruva lebat ha-poko kolos kemtan. There is an okri, so mandoma name kolos kemi doser, name tarkin al ha-kir kemtir shonstan. Kishkos ha-kir behemi ha-okri, kemtir, el da-ruz mandoma kolos kemi doser, name im tzol klima, she yiye shachkosha meruva lebat ha-poko. We don't have to be lebat ha-poko. Dort der Hutze bin ich, dass wir jetzt keine Rechirsch damit haben. Wie Kusche, wo ihr jetzt mit Samse, Kusche war den Abschied, wie Kula um der Hoi, muss ich Kirsch hat es frieren. War es nicht, dass wir jetzt, wenn man nochmal kurz gehen, dass er, man handelt, wo ich merkt, wo man die Schore, kurz gehen nicht. Wie in Zorich kam, wie Kusche, wo wurde mit Weitler Apostel, wie Kula um der Hoi, wo ich Kirsch rasch, wo man nochmal die Mali. Because according to Rashi, the way you explain it, according to Rashi, so if the width of each spoon is two tefachim. And then the baking space is also only two tefachim. So we don't have schachkosha meruve ala schachkosha, except if we count the piece that bulges, that overlaps, over the spoon. So in other words, so we need this piece. Without this piece, we just have mechzor, mechzor, shoveh, mishoveh. So it's possible to come down with that. So, only together with the piece that overlaps, we have more of the Schachkosha than the Schachkosha. But this piece that overlaps, so cast its shade together with the Shpudim. So, in Mele, it is possible unless there is a regular din of people. But how can there be a regular din of people if it's the Kalanisa, if we can identify one from the other? Mashenke, Mazomadri, Bashit, and the Persian family is at all. All right, so we'll leave it.
Samach and Sugo Yudchis Adar Aleph Etoshim Mem Aleph, February 18, 1981, on Sunday.
Now, the Mishnah mentions Aruch Samito as Achposto. So, if you put Aruch Samito, that word in the Suke, so then in order to match the Suke, he has to put Schachkosha adjacent to it. But the Aruch HaSamito itself is possible. Why is it possible at all to the creators? So if we say that Lord came is possibly Sikhu, the reveal the fact of its environment of what was the coming to me. So maybe it's possible to understand. But if we don't say it, so then how can Mishnah be explained? So the Gemara first said, Lord Messiah the Rabbanu Patakime, the Sikhu of the Lord came to Zulu. So the Gemara says, no, we don't have to say that from this Mishnah, there is a Rayim Chachas to Rabbanu Patakime's thing. Because the Mishnah might have reference to bedboards that were joined to two legs, either the long bedboards or the short ones. So maybe it still can fulfill the function by putting it next to the wall, and then you can use this advantage. So maybe this in itself is the character. Right. So we see from this Gemara that if you have an Arucho Shtekarayim or Tzoro Shtekarayim, then that in itself is a Shankere. And it's not a Shibakere, and it's a Kabutu. Barucho Shtekarayim, Mikzoro Shtekarayim. Suki the Shmaitzin Kerab Nechemi. The Rabbonon will be Tame Barucho Shtekarayim. The Tnam Miserasken Perit Rez, Mito Shomiso Kleomeres. It was already Tome. Izab Loyalit. So it was Tome. And then Niklo Tzoro Shtekarayim Meir. So if the short board that is at the head of the bed, so it was removed together with two legs, so maybe it remains stuck. Why? Because since only the short board together with two legs was removed, so maybe it's not a shibakele. If it's not a shibakele, so maybe everything retains its domain. So the remaining portion of the bed remains tame, and the tzor ushtekarayim also remains tame. Otherwise, the halacha is if it becomes broken into shibakele, then the tumi is fokat on every part. But if it doesn't become shibakele, so maybe they still have a shaykes. They are parts of the bed that is tame. So it's not considered broken, nishba. If it's not considered broken, so both portions, the remaining portion of the bed, remains tame, and the tzor shtekarayim also remains tame. Also remains. Ah, shtekarayim, but suppose they remove the long board together with the two legs, so then it becomes a shibakele. So in other words, so that means that we don't have the bed, we just have the fragments of it. So maybe everything is gone. Everything is gone. So this is what the Rabbon is saying, Rabbon of Nehemiah. The Rabbon of Nehemiah, so according to Rabbon of Nehemiah, so maybe once you remove the Arucho from the bed, then it's considered like Shibur Kehler. So you just have fragments of the bed. So neither the remaining portion of the bed that so is bitame, is tame, nor the arucho. The arucho is shekarayim atame, because it's considered like Shiva Kehler. The Ramchemi bitame. So Jesus says, our Gemore can accord, according to our Gemore, so when we Gemore says that the Mishneh, there is no hechach from the Mishneh, that no Kehler is psumo. So then we'll have to say that the Mishnah agrees with Rav Nechemia, because the Mishnah mentions two ikinites, the Gemara mentions two ikinites, Baruch Hashtekorayim and Tzor Hashtekorayim. The Rav Nechemia Vitam, Vidav Tentes, Vidav Keki Shekola Mito Kayemes, Vikulo Shekola Meachor, Shelko Shelo de Meachor, Shesei Filar Zeo Vechabro. So since it's destined to be put together, so even now, when they're not together, it's considered part. So the parts are considered parts of the bed. They just have been removed, but they are considered. It's not considered broken. It's considered part of the bed on account of the fact that they are existing So melee the atomic. I will never be saucer. But suppose one part of the bed that was removed that was, so it's not destined to be arranged together. Or we shall stay the other, even though not never. So they're not destined to be arranged together. So melee they're not considered as part and parcel of the whole bed. If they are destined to be arranged together, so even right now, before they are to be arranged together, they are considered as if they are together. So in many ways, the two is not correct. But if they are not destined to be put together, so in many ways, the two is correct. I will go to the association, So even though in the remaining portion we have the Arucho and the Shtei, but since the other parts are not destined to be attached together, so the melee, even the remaining portion, while it can fulfill its function, but it's not its real function, so the melee, it is done. Can it not be said as getting very depressed? If the Shrish Chochu, my similar, Mitosh and Mikli Bochetio, or Shorok Bochetio, Chokku Achim, or Shutfin Teo, as the Ruo Mikabel Eskubo, Mikano Hab. So only Mikano Hab. But as long as they're not together, and since it's Chokku Achim, and they're not destined to be arranged together, so maybe they're not Mikano Hab. Even though they are capable of fulfilling a certain function, but that's not the full function of the bed. The full function of the bed is that you can sleep in it. Here, the Arucho is the Karayim, or Psor is the Karayim. So if you place it against the wall, so then it can be used as a bench. But if that's not the basic function of the bed, so, but if they are destined to be arranged together, so then we say, in view of the fact that they are destined to be arranged together, and even temporarily, in the interim, it can also fulfill some of the function of the bed, so maybe they are considered, even in the interim, as if they have been together. But if they are not destined to be arranged together, because it belonged to two different people, so even though it still fulfills some of the functions of the bed by placing it near the wall so we can use it as a bench, but it cannot be considered as being together. We hold it now also. Kerasha Hoysot Meo Medras, the leg of the bed that was Meo Medras, a Zak supported himself on the leg. So it was Mikabu Tumen. So he became an Abba Tumen. And then he attached it to its bed, is made. Pioso, then, but while it's removed from the bed, so heat me a mattress, the amito magamas. So the leg itself on which the Zab supported himself. He has a Tumas Medras, that's an Avatum. Because the Mishka of Esau is an Avatum. But Amito, so in other words, so the Zab did not lie on the Mito itself. But the clay on which the Zab supported himself was united for a time with the clay. So the melee, that Mito, even after the leg is removed from it, he's only Tommy Magamedras. In other words, only a Vishwikur. He does not have a dean of Avatar. But Mito Magamedras. Alma the Keral Lechute Tommy. So we see that the Keral Lechute is Tommy. So that's counter to what he said. That only if it's destined to be attached together, I'll make care of the Hail Ahasha people in the Mitos. He's Hazel to me, Bishop. I feel the Mito tail. I will call his lunch of the people. He's tail. I will be in Shepirish. May Mito may. So, if it's not just a leg. If it is a leg, if it is two legs, together with a ball, so then it is stomach even before it's attached. But if it is just a leg, so even if it is destined to be attached, it's still atomic. And when the Mishnah says that is pure, so it doesn't mean, and here with the Mishnah deals with one leg, not two legs coupled with the ball, but just one leg. So then it wouldn't be tomei even if it's destined to be put together. So that Mishnah has reference to the case, where it was attached to a bed, even though it was pierced at first, and then it was attached to a bed, so then it assumes its original term, as long as it is part of the bed, as part of the bed, even though it is attached to a bed that was originally tailored. So when the Mishnah says, Pirso, hit meo metres, vea mito maga metres, so it means Pirso. In other words, if, let's say, I'm dead, leg of the bed is up, supported himself. So the male was becoming Puma's metres, the leg of the bed. And then it was attached to a heretofore mito tail. So then the moment it is attached to heretofore mitoteo, so the leg revives its old tumas metas, and the mito to which is attached, which was heretofore teo, will only have a being of a mishnah. So, how do achash people in mito? Chesel do you shiver after a mito teo? Our cold man shall be chikle in steo. Our fish appears in the male, and even though it is destined to be put together in bed, because when we say that it is destined to be arranged with the other parts of the bed, so it is not only if it is two legs to coupled with the ball, because it can still fulfill some of the functions of the bed, but if it is just a leg by itself, it cannot fulfill even some of the functions of the bed, so even though it's destined to be put together, it still is nothing. Alright. Now, mito, beche itma, drat chono, omarebe, avot itna, mito mitanis chavilo, u mitanis chavilo. So, dimera blazda, chachom meme, mitanis ibori, u mitanis ibori. So, my view, what does it mean, mitanis ibori? Not just anything by itself. But if it is Avrocho Shnitorayim, so is Shnitorayim. So, Mitamis Habiro, Mitamis Habiro, Biyaha, when it's together, then it's Mitam Tum. And if it already became Tomei, so then in order to be retired by immersing it, you need to only if you immerse all the parts attached together. If Neo in Tvigo Eolo, Ivori, Elo Misakma Matiro. But if you join, immerse in the mikveh, one part separately, so then the tefillah is not mitame. Alright. Mito mitames habiro, and Chachamim say mitames ibor, mitames ibor. Now, mito mitames habiro, mishnehi kelepitres de keli, u mitames habiro, kim mishokoperes yach, avon mispar koeva leiver, ele mitabel estu, afilu mitzoro shekarai, according to the blessing. Umikomoke made the blessing, she in his character, because of the people, he says it must. But even though the blessing says that it's only the mitanis habilo, when all the parts are together, not when it's separated from the other parts, but suppose it was mitanis, and then you remove the part, and then you reattach that part that was removed. So then the old tume is revived. Because of the people who says what it was, Tilikoma, even the blessed will be made. Tilikoma, umitahares habiru. So, in Meori, in Tilo Eolo, you go and you go, and when you sack the umadiru, So we can deduce that, that Kapilesan is limited, that even though it's only in Tama Khadiva when all the parts are attached together, not when they are separated one from the other, but if it already became Tama, and then it was detached, and then it was detached, and then it was reattached to the bed, so then the Tume is revived. The right is because that Ibn Ablaza is made to that, that if it is reattached, so the Tume, the old Tume is revived. The right is because the Ablaza says, Umita'ares Khabiro. What does it mean, Mita'ares Khabiro? In other words, it means, if it was Mita'ares Tume while all the parts were arranged together, and then it was detached. So in order to be retired, you cannot be retired by immersing each leg and each ball separately. But you have to put them together and immerse the whole bed with all the arranged parts together as a unit in the mikveh at once. At once. So we see what, so in other words, so that means that you have to immerse the beds as a unit in the mikveh, otherwise it will be tummy. But if the halacha is that once it becomes detached, one part of the bed, one leg of the bed, becomes detached from the bed, the tummy is fokah, and it doesn't revive, and it doesn't assume its tummy, even after it is reattached. So why do we tell him, why does the brother tell him that he has to reattach, to rearrange all the parts together, and then immerse the whole arranged bed as a unit in the mikveh? Why is it necessary for him to resort to an immersion in the mikveh? After all, it was detached, so merely the tummy spoke up, and it can never be revived. So we see that even according to Rav Leza, even though according to Rav Leza, so a part of the bed, so the tummy cannot be recovered to it, but if it was recovered to it, while it was attached to the other parts of the bed, and then it was detached, but if it is reattached again, so then the old tumor is revived. So in order to be retired, so he has to reattach all the parts together, arrange all the parts together, and immerse the whole bed, the whole integrated, unified bed, as a unit in the middle. The Chachamim mainly, we can support. So this appears to be the pshat of the Mishnah Kehli. But he says, I will be deceived to the Kehli with Mashmah. So the plain pshat in the Mishnah is the way Rashi explains it. The Tavleza says, Mito mitames habiro, mitares habiro. That according to Tavleza, a mito cannot be recovered to me separate part. It can only be recovered to me if all the parts are arranged together as a unit. But if all the parts are not arranged together, then it cannot be recovered to me. That appears to be on the surface the pshat in the Mishnah, the way Rashi explains. And Kitzur says, it's not marshmallow. So melee. Once we take notice of the deceptive case, then we have to reinterpret the Mishnah. Even though, on the surface, this appears to be the plain pshat in the Mishnah case, the way Rashi explains it, but after taking notice of the deceptive case, so we have to reinterpret the Mishnah. Our deceptive case in the Mishnah, the So, if the leg of the bed was detached from the long board, together, it was detached together with the short board. In other words, what was removed from the bed? A leg together with the short board. The blazer in the eye is a chibur. It's chibur. We need bilo in the chitzetzes. Chachomim namely, in the chibur, we need bilo chitzetzes. So this Mishnah is explanatory. I'm sorry. This verse in this Sefer is explanatory of the Mishnah, because the Sefer mentions mito mitame, the same worship that is mentioned in the Mishnah Kiri. Mito mitame, mitames chavilo, mitaheres chavilo. Dibra lezer nachom min mitame zivori, mitare zivori. Then the Sefer proceeds. Kent. What does it mean that Rambleza says mito mitames chavilo, mitaheres chavilo? So what does it mean? The Chevi, Bochetosh, we feel that the Sefer Bochetosh, we must listen. Umitames chavilo. The Chevi, Chevi, Kulo Shleimu. In Nitmeyachad Uyver, Nitmeyskulo, Kach Nami Kishepirisha, Karamina Arucho, in Medicine Akzoro, Chibro. So in other words, so we see from the Sefte that the Pshat in the Mishnah is not the way Rashi explains. Even though, when we take notice just of the Rosh of the Mishnah, without taking notice of the Sefte, then everyone is disposed to explain the Mishnah the way Rashi explains it. That when Rav Elazar says mito mitames chavilo, it means that according to Rav Elazar, when can a mito be mitabel tume? If all the parts of the mito are attached together, arranged together, but if some parts are removed, then and there are other parts that remain attached to each other, so cannot be mitabel tume, even if they come in contact with something that transmits to me, it cannot be counted. That's the way Rashi explains it, and that's the usual pshat in the Mishnah. But after taking notice of the text of the Tesefteh, so we see that the pshat in the Mishnah is not the way Rashi explains it. But the pshat in the Mishnah is something else, on the counter. But let's have its own solemnity, that even if the bed is not complete, even though certain parts, certain portions of the bed were removed, so still the remaining portions can be come to it. Just the reverse of what Rashi says in the verse. But what does the verse mean? Mito mitames chavilo. So he says, the Hesherim Shekula Shlimo, in Mitnis Echot Meliberel, Mitnis Kulo, Kach Nader Kishepir Shakela Menaharucho, So the real pshat in the Mishneh, in the Blizzard, is just lakotze, than what Rashi says, the Blizzard. According to Rashi, so the Blizzard is a maker. The Blizzard says, let's say, suppose you have a bed, and you have a number of long boards and two short boards in a bed. I suppose I mean that you have more than two long boards. As many boards as you have in a bed. But a bed has four legs. A bed has four legs, and then it certainly has a short board at the head of the bed, and then it has a short board at the end of the bed. And then it has long boards. I don't know how many long boards it has. So according to Rashi's pshat, in Rambam is a big maker, and Rambam says that if, let's say, one leg was removed from the bed, and then something that is mitabel tume, that is mesa tume, came in contact with that bed. So, according to Rashi's pshat, Rambam says, the bed was not mitabel. Not even. Even though, let's say, something that is mesa tume came in contact with one leg of the bed, so even that leg itself does not become true, according to Rashi's pshat. According to Genesis pshat, on the contrary, the blessing is a big man. It's nakotze lakotze. The blessing says, no, needless to mention that if, let's say, one leg was removed, the bed has four legs and has many boards, and one leg was removed, and then something came in contact. Something that is made subtle came in contact with one of the other legs, remaining legs, of the bed, or with the wall of the bed. So then, according to Rashi, even so, nothing becomes common. Even the leg that came in contact with the Dovo Amitane does not become common, according to Rashi. According to Teisei Pshat, so the country of Rav Elazar is a big machmir, and Rav Elazar says, needless to mention, that the fact that one leg was removed from the bed, and then something came in contact with another leg, then the other leg is coming, but the whole remaining portion of the bed becomes gone. Just as if no portion of the bed had been missing. Suppose the bed is complete, and then something that is Mesa doing came in contact with one portion of the bed. So every part of the bed would be fine. Every part of the bed would come in. Not only the leg that came in contact with the Dovah Atomi, the Dovah Atomi, even the other legs before. So this is that everybody would agree to that, and the Rabbanan would agree to that. That if the bed is complete, so then the whole bed becomes solid. Even though, let's say, the sherets did not come in contact with every leg of the bed, just with one leg of the bed, so the whole bed as a unit is becoming tumen. So as I said, the same whole bed applies to a portion of the bed. Even though a portion of the bed was detached, removed, but the remaining portion is becoming to as a unit, just as if it had been complete. So then the bed is complete, and everybody agrees that the whole bed is becoming to as a unit. So as I said, mito mitaris habiro, umitaris habiro, even though a part of the bed was removed, and it's an incomplete bed, but still the remaining portion of the bed is becoming to as a unit. And it becomes stronger as a unit also. In other words, when you have a bed, so let's say you have a bed, and so you have one leg of the bed, is thrust in a hole, let's say, in a hole that is, in a cavity that is in the one of the holes. Now, then you immerse the whole bed in the mikveh. So the whole bed becomes toilet. But why don't we say at the place of juncture where the leg is thrust in the cavity, so there is a katzitze? Because after all, water cannot come in. So the answer is, since it's part and parcel of one kelet, so it's not katzitze. So not katzitze. So the Rebbe says the same. What is true of a complete bed is true of part of the bed, of a portion. So just as we got to complete it. So we say that if it is becoming to me, if one part of the day, one leg is becoming to me, so the whole bed as a unit is becoming to me because it's one thing. Even though it consists of many parts, of 10 different parts, 10 different boards and 4 different legs, all attached together. So it's considered as a unit. And if let's say sheriffs will come in contact at one spot of the keleh, so the whole keleh becomes stone. We don't say only if the sheriffs comes in contact at this part of the keleh, so we say only this part is stone. The whole keleh is stone. So the melech, even though the bed consists of many parts, but if they are attached together, so then it's considered as a unit. And if, let's say, if the sherets will come in contact with one portion of the bed, so the whole bed will become common. The whole bed will become common. And the same thing, and let's say if Zad will lie on the bed, so then the whole bed will become Nabatumi, Medras Azad. Even the legs of the bed, on which the Zad didn't even touch, because it's one bed. So, and if the bed is complete, so then it can be
we tell you as a human too. And we don't say, after all, you have to take it apart in order that water should come to every part of the lake. But if you don't take it apart, so never no water can come in at the ends of the lake that is lost in the cavern, because it's one cavern. So, as I said, the same thing is true of the portion of the lake. It's also considered as human. And it's retired, it's no happiness. But I don't say no. So he said, Vali Pandit said, Rabbezarina Abizahibo in Paris Habil, in Hitler Kera, Bakso, Biakar, in Akso, etc. We don't say, after all, since the bed is not complete, and he was mud built, the lake and the small ball together, and the lake is thrust in the character in the small ball, so mainly some water did not come in at the place of juncture. So mainly it's not a good way at so, Kehika do a Haritzeri Babu Zashomo. Only mainly, the Tanel Sigoni, the Norikabu. So the Chachomim are the Makirim, according to Jesus Pshat in the Mishnah. Just the reverse of what Rashi says in the Machloket between the Lezer and Chachomim. So he said, Hakomen mitanet zivon in loy habio, vimit the sakera hit me a blue so, vein yachido beshoimo. Vahari yese, vitonet yisek, Hakomen ein yachido, umtare zivon, matu hakera bifuyatzmo, vloy chbimo, hakera in akso, shakso, vitzetsi solao, vein yachishoimo. Da amadu mi beshoimo, adat yishloi kibotayo. Se kol, so the Hakomen, se kol, this is just the Hakomen marden machmiri. And the Hakomen, the Chachomim are the Machmirim in regard to Tefillah. In other words, that if, according to the Chachomim, if, let's say, a portion of the bed, if one leg was removed from the bed, then, and you want to be taken the rest of the bed, so you cannot be taken the rest of the bed as a unit, because since the bed is not complete, so the melee, each portion of the bed has to be moistened by the water of the mikveh. And if you don't remove the leg from the ball, from the short ball, from the narrow ball, so no water will come in contact with the place of the juncture, because it's thrust in the cavern. So mainly you have to separate it and behave each portion separately. Each portion. So in other words, so this is shot in the Machloket between the Rebbe and the Chachamim is Nakotze Lakotze from Rashi's shot in the Machloket between the Rebbe and the Chachamim. Umitares Habilo, Mashma, it should be played, name, the Niko de Chazel in process, the Nisle Tana de Niko. So we see from there that it is something that became Tom. That became Tommy as a result of a Zab or a Zob or a new liner. So that became the Medra's Zab. So it's an Abatur. So you can be tired by immersing it in the nature. Behold, the Marsh Mapir, number one, a ball that was used for liner. It's a critical a ball that is used for liner or for Syria. And the Zav lay on it, or he set on it. So he became Tommy to us nervous. So then you can be tired by immersing that board or that board of that bench in the because the national game for Akide, the market is a metric. Something upon which you are, a met. The market in the town in the clay. Then the morning shadow says that the metric and which your life cannot be come by immersing it in the and here we see Mikaris Kabir, in other words, the board upon which is that way, so can be toil by being immersed in the in the law, by the time we also be shown, she could be shown him a making that is made of bush or gum. So death cannot have power in the but here we are dealing with the making of made out of peace. So the ball,
So there, has Davin. The whole Yahut is like the one mappers. The Kamaiso bring to the seventh building to the Shivo. The Mashmash is the Tamar of the Shivo. That you knew when you foolish. You will be to the Shivo Koma, when you are to the Shivo. We should be able to go to the machine in Kinabatume. We come again, you as we can in Mikwe, and your heroes is Abatume. Did you have a shale? So, and there, the more says that Mappets can become Tome to Mashiva. To Mashiva, to your shale. That was all for now. That he, the price of the Mappets, the less in Nanu, the Mashma, the Mapple, the whole Mappets. Many Mishaelites, so there the Gemara says, more learns out from the Pesach, that if the Mappets was in the Aramaic, so it's coming to Mashiva. Coming to Mashiva. So, and if it's coming to Mashiva, so that means that it can be, that it can empower the weak. And here the Morgan Shabbat says that Mappets cannot have the Mikre. So this is it, so it's all the way back. The Lip Eyes of the Mappets will less than nine, much more than nine will be the whole Mappets. Then he shall ask, he shall eat, he might tell us how can he, then he shall she for again. If I come and bring from the Rakita, the Mappets, shall she for again. So then he gets the Rainer, that I come and the Mappets shall eat. So in other words, that this Aloha, that Mappets, that Mappets is in cover to Mesmes, that Mappets is in cover to Mesmes, has reference to all kinds of Mappets. Whether it's a Mappets made out of meat that hates, or the Mappets made out of game, or bush, not a ship, so Mappets. So every kind of the Mappets is in cover to Mesmes. But there is one difference. If it's a Mappets showing, so then it can have carried a mikveh. If it's a Mappets showing, true, it's recovered to Mesmes, but it cannot have carried a mikveh. So anyway, there's more in Shabbos that says Mappets will carry a mikveh as reference to a Mappets showing, so she. But, so that is no carried a mikveh. But, the woman in Kitchen of India that says that it has it to Mashiva, and if it has to Mashiva, so it has that the Aloha, so it has started in Mikve as reference to the Mahajot. But I was talking about Ali Price, the Mahajot, the Mahajot, the Mahajot, the whole Mahajot. Then we shall make Maxwell Sultan and then we shall ship on again. With the idea of them, but I would even want to ship on again. So there is no time in it. Because what is time in it? Only Klimatres, Klimatres, and Klimatres. With the kids of the regular, with the idea of the Maxwell Sultan, the old needs to be treated with the Maxwell Sultan, because we might do it. You see, Pasha Shin, see, that we have to create. So when we have it as a person that the market joins in the family, after all, the mind you for the consequence. Aber dann von meinen Jüngern, die sind also schwierig, sind da in die Hand gegangen, für sie mit konkreten Bitten und Ehren gesagt. So, when the Torah says, wie meinen Jüngern, the Torah ist Kassel in Prinzipien, but not in Königreins. Wir kommen okay nach dem Niederkommen. Wir sehen die Tasche des Videos. Von Nase Niederkommen, die Haut und Jens. Die Kartoffel, die Kartoffel. Dann führt die Rechnerin nach Nase Niederkommen, die Haut und Jens. Because in this Posseg does not have reference back to it to you. So, du scheine von Niederschochern, da bin ich sagt, sie in der Fasensie an der Wohnung und Eltern. Sie also was in die Masse ist, die sind die Osten, das kriegen nicht an Sache. But here, in the Posseg, or in the Posseg, man, easy, the whole creates, is at all, it doesn't mention Sack. So if it doesn't mention Sack, so it applies even to something that has no basis. Only the Psukim that mentions Sack. So, with Darshi, Masak, without the word of the Sack, that it is so anything that is analogous to the Sack, but it came in the Posseg, or Masinism, the whole creates. So we start with that mention. So that posse covers even something that is not basically. So remember, even shooting planes, like a market trains, so can also have time. There was a little running in last year. So what's that word? My glory play came with my body, but when he is, that it doesn't even have to be able to out the words to the Hazel and the Lashir. Because if it is, you want to place out the words, so then it's not all Lashir. But for me, for poor people, it is wrong. It is wrong. Machine can be such a small piece of bread that it doesn't even have to be able to place out the words, so then it's not become to me at all. But since originally it was a larger size and it was becoming too late, so in melee it's possibly zero. We have an illusion, but the fish about the end of the day. Suppose it's less than human's voice of human's brains, but he made a decision that he'll use it for something. So it's got a diamond to work. Because if it is so small, it doesn't have even human's voice or human's voice, so you know a certain person, then it's set it aside for a certain tashmish, so it's still not the company. It's still not the company. In other words, let's say there are certain languages which are not larger than the cap of the Pepsi Cola bottle. So, and still many people, they use four body things in order to follow. But the thing is that it's a big mix there to wear that to such a yamake. That's a certain thing. So, such a yamake, even though it's set aside and it's used as a yamake, will not be recovered. Why? Because it's not the body things of all. In other words, if it doesn't have Gimel's voice or Gimel's voice, it cannot have a shembe. It cannot have a shembe. So back to the teaching body. What would I do? You know, the Mashma is walking through the Tatos. The matter is Kusom Mishom Shal Shomish. The hand of the Mashma there. So we don't know. You also might shaft the interest of the Mashma. He the Gravishes Pirik Chofrezike. Pirik Chofrezike. Avo Nishbo Chol Tefa Motsino Nema Rabbuna Nitani. The only one is that we bring Sukya Mishukya. So, that was, the Gemara here says that Achille be Kodesh. So, the Suki is a Suka Psuka. Why? Because it's Tassel and Ross. Because originally, so he put up many sheaves, one on top of the other. And then he started to take out some of the sheaves in the bottom and the top and the sides. So, a hollow space was formed, a hollow was formed, and then so a good suke emerged. Still it is possible. Why? Because it emerged by itself. It wasn't made. The sikhuk was not made in the back. So the Gemara says that it, but suppose at the time when he placed the sheaves, so he made a certain color. He made a certain color of the tefach over an area of Zainal Zainal, a whole tefach. But that is not kosher for the sushi, because you have to have, not the whole of tefach, but the whole of ten tefachim over an area of Zainal Zainal. And here at the time when he printed the dying machines, so then he made it only a whole of the tefach over an area of Zainal Zainal, not the whole of ten tefachim. But then by taking out the number of sheaves, so the hollow of ten tefachim emerged by itself. Even though the hollow of ten tefachim emerged by itself, so it's already kosher. Why? Because since the Yadam, he made the sichel over the hollow. At the time when he put some sheaves here. He put some sheep here, and there was an area, this represents an area of Zainal Zain. And then he made the whole hollow space of one tefach, and then he put some sheaves of straw over the whole of the tefach. And it was all of the tefach. And then he put more sheaves on top of it. Then he started to take out the lower sheaves, so a whole of ten tefachim emerged. So then it's kosher. Why? Because at the very outset, when he placed this lowermost sheaf, so it was placed over the whole of the tefach in an area of Zainal Zain tefachim. So it had a shemsim. Now, if, let's say, at the very outset, he would place this sheaf over the whole of ten tefach, so at no time was in the sacred biodai. But since at the very outset, when he put that biodai, so there was already a whole of the tefach, so it had a shemsta. It already had a shemsta. But it was not kosher for the suke. You have to have a whole of tefach. But so later on, and then he put this sheet over a hole, it hovered over a hole. Only that, then he put many other ships. Then he took out the ships, the lower ships, so that a hollow of ten tefachim emerged. So it's kosher. Why? Because the Yodai, there was a sichel, the Yodai. Why was there a sichel of the Yodai? Because if anything hovers over a hollow space of the tefach, it's considered misuke. But it's not kosher for misuke. It has to have a hollow space of ten tefachim, so it doesn't matter. As long as there was a ten shame circle, even though that circle was not sufficient for the actual suke, as long as there was a mice circle of your dying, even though it was not sufficient to sit in the suke. So, and then the house is ten tefachim, emerged by itself, so it's kosher. This is what Gemara said. So Tisha said, but see, we may have a good time, don't we have a good suke, we suke, we have 3 mandolas to be the moment. In regard to the soul of suke, the suke, she is kosher. So, it's possible, even though both is talking about talking shit, so it's possible, so there has to be a certain space, so that we have 3 days. We have, Rabbuna says, that if between the upper level star and the lower level star, there is a vacant space of one tefah, so it already involves the soul of Sukkot HaSukkah. Rabbuna says, only there is a vacant space between the upper level tzrach and the lower level tzrach of Dalet Torah, then it was. And Shmuel says that only if there is a vacant space of ten Torah. So Teisa says, Teisa Giyant, Rabbuna happens to say there that the vacant space of one Torah involves the soul of Sukkot. So it's already considered a Torah. So, and here, talking to Rabbuna, he says, לא נשאר אנשים שם כל טבע, במשך שיבו, אבל הוא בכל טבע במשך שיבו, הרי זה סוכו. הרי זה סוכו. Even though, in order to be kosher at Isuko, so we have to have the Hallows Pains of Temple. But, it doesn't matter that the Hallows Pains of Temple emerge by itself. As long as you already have a zikr over Hallows Pains of one Tefah of your dying, so it's all right. So it's because of, we could say, it's Rabbuna Mitame. Because Rabbuna says, that in regard to the pursuit of Sukkot HaSukkot, there is half a space between one and the other of one Tefah, so it involves the pursuit of Sukkot HaSukkot. So that means that in the Adolam Yisrach that covers just one Tefah and both the Adolam Yisrach is considered as a Sikho HaGad Sikho. So it has a Shem Sikho. So that's if it's then a Shem Sikho. So here it will be a dying. So there was a Sikho of the dying. So it doesn't involve the soul of Tazar and Ross. The ruler of the Sikho said, the Shem of Mandon also called Go, Hochame. So what washing takes place is that perhaps it's Rabbuna Mitame. It's Rabbuna Mitame. But according to the other Amori, who says that in regard to the Psul, let's say according to the who says that in regard to the Psul of Sikho, that is Sikho, so there has to be a vacant space of Dalit Mochim, so here are two. When would we say that the Sukhi is a Sheikh of Achim to Abonish, if at the time when the origination places a sheaf of straw as a schach over the deck hut, so there was a hollow space of water. Then he said, no, even Shmuel already, the Shemel Mangon was a boy, and the Rani is, though Shmuel don't also a soul, Hoche Roy Shayer. Because we certainly have to say that Shmuel, who requires their adaptive difference of vacant space, of ten trochim between the schach, everything in the schach tachtei, that he wouldn't say that it will only be kosher if there was hollow space of ten trochim. Because then it doesn't involve any shayle of chasim nos altogether. That's all we require. Alright. Now, the next mission. Hamishal shekel, families nirmayot nirmat, in dovea minore shleisha trochim so. נלמדו ומיימו לגבי העשרות כוחים של רבייצי כשאים שלמדו ולמדו לעשרות כוחים כך נלמדו ולמדו לעשרות כוחים. So I suppose someone suspends mechitzas and it starts from the top and it goes down, but he doesn't go down to the ground. He wants to build this key, so he puts up a board, but he lets it suspended, gibbled for him from the car. So then the sukkah is the sukkah psukkah. If, let's say, he doesn't reach the car karmalish, but just one tefah above the car, got 2 tefachim, 2.5 tefachim, 2.75, 3 tefachim minus a mashuk from the car, so then the final word of the book, so he considers as if it reaches the ground. So then it's a little bit. But if it remains hanging, from the karka, even though he has 4 walls, so the sukkah is a sukkah psukkah. Why? Because why don't we say kudachis mechitzta? There is a loche of kudachis mechitzta. So the answer is kol mechitzta shah doim boikin tachto. Shah doim boikin tachto ben mechitzta. Small bones will be able to pass through. That means if it extends, if it remains hanging, 3 tefachim above the ground, so it will not obstruct the passage of the Ritana, So in melee, it's not going to happen. That's the outcome. But suppose you make that kind of mechitzah in the Moshe, in the sea, in the river. So, there are no goats who pass through in the river or in the ocean, in the sea. So, but what we have passing through? co pijac doi szmotki, bo pijac dogi moi szmotki. So in other words, in Yan, you can set up in the kitchen. Let's say, suppose you set up a ball in the Yan, but it doesn't reach up to the ground, just after the water. After the water. So it's a difference. Even though the Yam is very deep, so we say the Aloha, and the end of the ball might be 10 tochim or more than 10 tochim from the ground of the ocean. It doesn't matter how deep it is, because since you set up a ball in the ocean that is 10 tochim high, and it reaches to the level of the water, even though it doesn't extend to the level of the ground, so we apply the aloha of Budachis Mechitzteh. Budachis Mechitzteh. And here we have no doyim that could pass through, or we only have fish that could pass through. So, Pkiyas Dodim no Shmokkiya. Pkiyas Gdoyim Shmokkiya. So, maybe it's good Mechitzteh. Mashinkin and the Karka. So, we have Pkiyas. So, Mele, it is Shmot Kiyah, so it's not in the Mechitza, and we don't say Gulaz. So he says, if Gobeah Minorah Shus Tvochim So, you might lie well, if Gobeah So Tvochim Chelo. But suppose you start from the ground and it goes up to 10 Tvochim, so then it's in the Mechitza. וביצים אנשים שמעלו מעלה זו מטרוכים, כך מעלו מטה זו מטרוכים, נש, המשל צודו מעלו מטה בו השיר שם. ומעלו מטה, שישראל גם חיצי פרסחה, ובבות לא מטה, ושבוכם צורה הנקי, דקי רק בין פסטייש, יעמור עם פסור. So since it doesn't have swap passage of the boat, so in the neighborhood, it's not in the mechitz. ומעלו מטה שישראל גם מטה זו מטה, כמעט 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 כמעט, כי בשביל יעזור שלו, והחופי של ידיע משחק, ובייסים מילה, כי שם שלמטו מהי לדעי בעלי בסיום, כך מלמד לדעי בעלי בעשור, ואז הוא בלחר ולרועץ שלו, כי בסוף אמרת שפוי על סולו מטרס, ומה יקום לפריגה, מה עושה אמרת שפוי על מטרס, ומה עושה אמרת שפוי על אין המטרס, אין המטרס, so that words, that רבונו, רבין סיהורות, מחיץ שפוי על, a mechitza that it remains suspended by the three or more than three tvochim above the ground is materis. Is materis because we say gudachis. Umasaba, the rabbonim say, the chachamim say, mechitza puyeva materis. Because kol mechitza shabuim beikin kachto in mechitza nanos. Vesha shem yishikha tzeirei. Ein imalim mimeno bishabes. אלא אם כן עושה לו מחיץ לעזור את בורחים בין מומיו, בין מומקו, בין מסכי יפני. Now, this is the person we have here. But, בואו רשי, I mean, the Maram points out, everybody points out, that both רשי and Tasteless did not have this person that appears in our text. Because in our text, the Mishneh discusses three situations. Malo, Mato, Misechei. But Rashi's and Tesis here say was Beir Shev Mishnei Chatzeres in Malum and Bishabes El Ginosom Lo Mechitza Asor Atvoch Bein Mil Mato Bein Mitechei Not Bein Mil Mato, Bein Mil Mato, Bein Misechei But just two situations. That's Rashi's here say and Tesis here say Bein Mil Mato, Bein Mil Mato, Bein Mil Mato But just Bein Mil Mato Then we say, the shipping from here in the Shabbat in the Milo, the Bixil in the Mata. Now, here the more is quoting the missionary, that the book. But in the missionary, it just reverse. The Shabbat in the Milo, the Bixil in the Milo, just reverse. This is all right. Omar Abudel, we gave Mechitza Deo, Minah Jesu, so we did. Now, let's see. The way, let's understand the Gemara according to Rashi and Tesis. Because most of Shem did not have the Gersi of Ben Yomayo, Ben Yomayo, Ben Yomayo, Ben Yomayo. So they have killed St. John's. Then you might not bring this heaven. The way Rashi ends it. And it is. So it means like this. Beyashit is the Hatzim and it is now the Tzimarash. Beyashit is the Hatzim is Hatzim, but also the Hatzim is Hatzim. And the Hitzim is Hatzim. And the Hatzim 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 is לא יזו ולא יזו, ובשמי חוצר הזו, maybe לזו. So in other words, suppose you have to חצר ראיץ, and you have a wall. So the wall is set up, and the wall. So let's say, you have a wall, you have a wall here. Here is one חצר, here is another. But then, here, there is dog, a sister, a bed. So that wall, is not, does not go down into the bay, it's on top of the bay. It doesn't go down. The wall doesn't go. It's placed on spas of it. So in any way, the water, so one part of the sister is in this part of the chotzer, and the other half of the bay is in this part of the chotzer. And of course, the money on you have. A completely new way. So the mind from this part of the Chotzer come here, and vice versa. The mind from this part of the veil come here. So the book is, one cannot have Shabbos, let's say, dump a pail, let's say, into this part of the veil in order to grow up. Because when he dumps a pail into this part of the bay, so it will fill up water from this part of the bay. And it's two separate machines. And they were not married together. They were not married together. So one is not allowed to carry from this part of the chotzer to this part of the chotzer. So this is what the Mishnah says. But those, they do want to draw water from the bay. So what do they have to do? So they have to set up. Now this mechitze on top of the bay is no mechitze for the bay because it's above the bay. But so they have to set up a new mechitze that will serve as a partition in the bay itself. In other words, that will set back up one half of the bay from the other half of the bay. So how is that partition to be set up? Beyashem Shnei Chatzerim is involved in Shabbos. And it was Mechitza Asorto. So, Bein Yomato, Bein Yisechim. Bein Yomato, Bein Yisechim. What does it mean Yomato? Yomato means some of the money. In other words, he puts a ball inside the bed. He puts a ball inside the bed. So that will be a partition for the bay itself. That's no matter. And bay techne, what is bay techne? Bay techne means he doesn't push down the ball in the water itself of the bay. But he just puts in the ball within the hole of the bay. Even within the hole of the bay. Even though he doesn't touch the water as long as it is immersed, the ball is immersed within the hole of the bay. Let's say, suppose, this is the bay. So, you'll have to, if this is the hole of the bay, these are the rims of the bay. So, you'll set up a ball like this, and it will remain hanging like this, but it will penetrate in the confinement of the bay. So that's mitechayim. But without doing anything, you cannot draw water because it's interrupted from one part of the day to the other part of the day. The Shiva Gamil, the Shamayim, Nilmayot, Dani Mosel Nilmayot Mitechayim. According to the Gilse here, so the Shamayah do kill. And the Basileel Adam Achmir, according to the Gilse in the Mishnah Eren. So it's the usual way, because usually we see a lot of the killing, and Bishamayah the Machmir, except certain halachas, so the Mishnah is mentions all those aloches where this or the Sila Machmiri and the Shamara Machiri. But usually, so the Shamara Machiri. Now, according to the Gil saying, the Mishnah Yerushim, so it's the usual way. So it's the Shamai Eilin El Mato Dafke, Eilin El Mato Dafke. In other words, in order to be Matir, to draw water from the barrier, so you have to set up a partition inside the barrier, not by just putting up a board on top, and then it will just extend to the inside of the barrier, and it will not reach even the water in the barrier. That will not be enough, according to Bishama, in the Giosei of the Meir, or according to Bisila, in the Giosei here. So Bishama, you know, Numai, Ubisila, you know, Mato, all of the Meir, with the Hei, the Hitz, and they will not get itself, Shem, and the Hei. So, the Buddha says, Uysa, Hamas, Wachis, in the Hatzeres, Utuya, out in the Pia Bay, the Afro-Pishon Nazi Shuachman, Nikosova, Nikhitsa Tuyo, Materes Bahatseres, Afro Kotel. So, in other words, so the Buddha says, that we don't need an extra partition in order to allow, let's say, there is a hotel and there is a kitzel, and the kitzel is placed above the bed. So here there is a bed. Now, this kitzel is a good machitze to mark off this part of the hotel from that part of the hotel. But according to all these anonymous, it's not a good machitze to mark off this part of the barrier from that part of the barrier. That's not. So Jesus says, you don't have to set up a separate partition inside the barrier, because why should the barrier be subject to more stringent restrictions than the chotzer itself? As far as still from the chotzer is concerned. So we say, if he sets up a wall on top of the bay, so the bnei chotzer of this chotzer can carry here, and the bnei chotzer of this chotzer can carry here. So the same, if it is a good mechitza for the chotzer itself, to carry the chotzer, it should be a good mechitza and carry the bay too. So that those who stay here are able to draw water from this part of the bear, even though there is a commingling of water inside the bear. But if it's a good mechitze regarding the chotzer, the two chatzeres, it should be a good mechitze regarding the mind of the bear, even though the mind inside the bear are commingled with each other. You know? So he says, I'm going to be like the heavy mechitze of the bear, I'm going to be like the in other words, the mechitza regarding the mind shel beir should not be subject to more stringent restrictions than the chotzer itself. So he says, "Beradishne, oisa nasis rochit machatzeres utruya utia beir v'ad bishol nasis bishol amayim because of our mechitza utruya materes machatzeres afil kote." In other words, what's the shita of Rabbi? The shita of Rabbi is similar to the Shita of Rabbi Yisihiya Babisuki. But the Gemara says that one is not only there. Just as Rabbi says that a Mechitza, that a Tuyo is good Babisuki, we say good Achitz. So here too, he says, this Mechitza that is placed above the head, even though the ball, the Mechitza, the wall, doesn't go inside, doesn't extend inside the country. If the stones or the bricks of the wall are placed on the karka and the swasake, but we apply the halacha of Gulachis. So we consider that this wall that ends here extends down to the karka bay. The karka bay. Even though it's a mechitze tuyo, it's a good hole. The mechitze tuyo is one mechitze. So it shuts off, it blocks off this part of the barrier from that part of the barrier, because we imagine as if the wall had gone down inside the barrier through the mile up to the karka bay. In other words, the mechitza tuyo is good. That's what I'm saying. So all the Antanoim say you have to set up a separate partition in the barrier. whether, so Frederick Fischer, we still have, whether we can set up a partition that will not even go down, but just reach the confinement of the day, the day of the day, even though it will not even reach the level of water, or you require that it should reach the level of water. So that's a matter of this. But you require a separate partition. A separate partition. But the Buddha says, no, you don't even require a separate partition. Because that case cell that is placed here above the veil, so we apply the law of the Dachis, and we consider it as if it extended down to the carpet. Omar Abba, Achonam Rabbeich, Rabbeud and Shias Rabbeich Yisrael, Yehoma Mechitot Puyama Teres, so we call a set the Lord, Lord Rabbeud and Sobot Rabbeich Yisrael, 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 So mechitza tuyo in a mechitza. Because kol mechitza shabu in boi kim tachto, lo yishmo mechitza. Aloche suki de mai salot, and we have Yisi some of the Jude, at kamu kom rabi Yisi oche, elo mi suki, di mitzvah sase, aro shabu is di iso skil elo, aro shabu is di iso skil elo, ואיתן מהמייסה שנעשה בצפרירה, על פי מי נעשה? לא על פי רבי איסי, אלא על פי רבי שמואל ורבי איסי. ומה מייסה? וכיוסי רבי מרומא, כמחה השוכרו ולביאו ספטירו ולשבץ, למוח על פיוסוס דילים על גבי עמודים, ולביאו ספטירו ולכאו ופיוסוס עבדייתו, מאיך הלביאו ושבץ, אלו מוצום סדילים פוסים על גבי עמודים, ולביאו ספטירו ולכאו. נעלו את סגרח. משיח חביס פס ניסו אל אבינו סבל קביש ומחתתו למטר המשולו ולבי סבל קביל אלו ביש ומטר המשק תרבו הוד עצמו ממנו חוצר סבל לסוג ולא יהיה לך תרבוני ומדרעי סבל מיצר המשל יוחד ושתרד אבל שבס ניסר סקירו ומוחז דרעי סבל מחמירי אפילו מיד דרבון דיזבו ואין תימא כיפ רבי סבל סבל קביל ושבס מייס שנמצא בציפורי שהתירו משבס אבל מחיצתו לו כי דומה על פינוי כמי, על פי נעשה ועל רבי איסי ראשי, בין שם יש מסיפר לה, כי לה ממשלה לזה, זה לתיר את הולך, וביות יום רבי איסי, אך רבי איסי זה בין, לא יהיה פי רבי איסי נעשה, שפון נפתע, בקוס רבי איסי ניסאו, אפלייס דהלוך, את מחיצת תרוי או מיטה בסוקה, נקל גם משאבס, בדמות הסרס, אבל שאבס ביסוסקיר לו, I think it's not because, after all, we are discussing it on the rise of heaven, Both are the ones, Suki is the rice, and Shak is the rice. So why should there be a difference between the Mitzvah Sasei and the Mitzvah Sasei? It's not, the Gemara doesn't mean Mitzvah Sasei. And let's say, suppose it's Yom Kippur, it's not Mitzvah Sasei, it's only Mitzvah Lav. All right, so we could still say, a Lav, Moses, is more humble. If Moses is more humble than the Nest, but it's not. It's not, the emphasis is not upon the fact that there is an English obscure. I think the pshat is this. Why do the Rabbonim of Rabbeinu say that Mechitzat Tluyo in Matanis, in Masu? Why not? After all, there is a Ruch of Udachis. We should say Udachis. And we do say Udachis. Well, I am the Tayyam. We do say Mechitzat Tluyo is good by Yah. Why? Because Pkiyas Dogi Moshnotki. Pkiyas Dogi Moshnotki. So why by Yah Boshe Mechitzat Tluyo is not good? Because Pkiyas Gedoli Moshnotki. So only because the Mechitzat was not abstract, if it's Mechitzat Tluyo, so it doesn't have abstract passage by goals. But by Yah, there are no goals. So then, Mechitzat Tluyo is a good Mechitzah. Why? Because of good acts. So, in many ways, Rabbi Yisi holds, since there is a lot of good acts. So in many ways, it should be a good Mechitzah. So we should imagine as if it goes down. So it's not even Mechitzat Tluyo. If we say good acts, it's not even Mechitzat Tluyo. So it's not Mechitzat Tluyo. But we don't say Tachlis. Why? Because Tchilas Gedolim, because Tchilas Gedolim, Shmot Tchilas. So that is the Shaitas that we Shabbos. Because the purpose of the Chitzet by Shabbos is to abstract passage. So mainly, if the Chitzet is a good or it's more than three-twach in the above the Karka, so it wasn't that short passage by going. So when it's like in Chitze, it's not same, any passage. In Chitze by Shabbos, in order to be effective, has to be a same passage by people, to be same passage by animals, even by going. If it's not same passage by people and by animals, so it's not in Chitze. Mashiach, that is okay. So since there is a lot of Kudachis, so that means we have the Mechitza all the way, after the Kala Kaudini. So there is Kiyas Goyim. So according to the Chachamim, the Kiyas Goyim is Miakim and Knegim Sidney Mechitza Kabe Sucho. According to Rabbi Yitzi, Kiyas Goyim, so does not Knegim the Tid Mechitza by Sucho. But Kabe Shabbos, if Rabbi Yitzi will be made, so it's not the Hina of his skill. Because here it's mitzvah, it's a lot we have to have some mitzvahs. So anyway, even the mitzvah is a good mitzvah. Now let's see. My say, what are the ways that she can lift our people to show you? My say, the Yosef Adin or the Pan Achashoku is better than the Yosef Adin or the Shams. She will not have a Tzvah, she will have a Tzvah, she will have a Tzvah, she will have a ואין זה הבית שהניחו מזכן, בואו מבית ככה שבחוצה מסכנסת. ובאות עם הרבה לא יפסוך מחוצה. לא ראינו אוי של חצי וסעד, יפסוך מלסימות, ומסכנסת. בסוח לא, בואו יסבטי לו בחוצה של מסכנסת, בואו נשתתפו במובן. ויוסו ואין זה מן החצי ומסלימות, ופיוסו סדיר וסדיר מן העותה בימורי, שאני מבין את המובן, וכל פרס המובן, ולא יפסוך מן המחיץ המתנים, ולא מסכנסת בחוצה של מלב. So there were no other, so that was true. They were made Hatzilas, but since they were meeting in the middle of the morning, they were moving, and then they spread out a sheet and a moving, so it's like a wall. So black don't fall down the Hatzilas. So maybe there was no other Hatzilas to answer. So maybe they were allowed to carry into the Sakhneses. They said, but no. So, we hope that I'm not going to be so much for the Sakhneses, because you can make it. If he is Kateo, Shah, Shah, Hatzilas, Mistalko, they is a kind. Many of the view, while we are also a hacky so hatey, while we hack your lady, while the hack your lady, Murka Simon, the Mechitze will guide Babel, and the Mechitze will zoom. Mutan Asses, to the Amina Philip of Davos, on the Shmuel and the people will do. So in other words, this is Rashi, and this is Israel. We're not going to go into this. But I just want to mention, the Machlit with the Rashi is, there was another girl, but hack your lady, in other words, Pirsu is dealing Malgabe Amorim. So Pirsu is a blind Amorim. He chose to make a year. So how can we say that they spread out the just had pillars before Shabbos? They had pillars. And then on Shabbos, they spread out the pillars. We had one pillar here, and we had one pillar here, and it was open, porous here. So then they took a sheet, and they spread out. They put it on the two pillars. So the Gemara says, Pilsus are the night of. How is it put that you are in Shabbos? You are making an air. So Rashi says, no. That Pilsus is unsound. Why? Because it doesn't involve, there is no Nisya to spread out a sheet of Kadamun and Shabbos. Let's say, suppose you have Amun, you have pillar. Pillar here and pillar here. And then you take a big sheet and you spread it out. So, It doesn't involve a nisa of making an air. Why? Because air is only when you spread out on top. And we have example. Not if you spread out on a vertical plane. That's Rashi. And they say, so what? So how should we begin this? Not like half a million that it's also. To spread out the sheet because the Nisa of the Yale will run. No, because the Mechitze will be out of the Yale. The Mechitze will be out of the Thank you.